Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
BJ and Jamie.
So yesterday, here's how we got the brownie points, Jamie. And I think our show is solidified for the next 15 years. I really do.
Okay, I need to know.
Our big boss, who's new to town.
Yeah.
He's new, been here. This is his first year here in Denver. His name's John. John's a great guy. Great guy. So yesterday, he comes in because he heard part of the show, and we were talking about the congestion at the airport, DIA.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, yesterday afternoon, he was flying to Connecticut, I think it is.
Oh, okay.
Or Vermont or somewhere in the Northeast.
Okay.
And he was quite concerned. Because DIA is a mystery to him in some ways when it comes to going out there to park.
Okay.
Okay. But he needed to park a car. He and his wife headed to the airport. So he came in and said, hey, so, Beej, what do you think? You think I'm going to find the spot?
Excuse me. If you're going to do impressions of our boss, you might not want him to sound like that. Like, what did I do? Hey, and be like more manly.
Well,
because right now you're ruining everything that you did.
But I'm trying like this.
Like, so, BJ, what should I do? I'm very confused about that DIA.
Okay.
Yeah, because
I was trying to do it.
You kind of gave him a squirrely, like.
Yeah, but I was trying to do it as a guy that's very confused.
Yeah, but that's not good for the boss. Yeah, no, he's our boss.
All right. Well, anyway.
All right, try again.
Okay, he goes. Hey, BJ, what should I do? I'm going out to the airport. I'm going to drop the car off. Got to pick up the wife.
Right. Perfect.
I don't know what we're going to do about parking.
Yes.
You think Uber's a good option at this point?
Yeah. Okay.
And so I went into full mode.
Okay.
I went, okay, here's the time to put this right here, right there, there, there. I'm talking nose in. Okay. Brown nose.
Wait, you're putting your
time
nose
brown
in his
nose.
Butt crack?
Well.
Okay.
You know, it's,
no,
it's
but you, like,
not
you
literally.
You pointed at your nose, and then you did like two hands like grabbing a butt.
Right,
like,
right.
And that was weird.
Right. But I'm just saying,
okay.
That's what went off in my head.
Right.
Here we go. Golden opportunity to be a hero. So
to
we
be
go,
a hero.
Go back on the air with the whole story the next break, right? What do you know? The lady in charge of parking at DIA is listening to the show.
Yeah.
Her name's Mindy.
Nah.
Mindy at DIA calls us. Sean, am I lying about this?
This is awesome.
No, it was pretty awesome.
And she gives us a website with a portal that you can go into, reserve a spot, two spots from the door.
Wow.
And it's guaranteed when you get to the airport. They were still available yesterday. And all he has to do is go online, put in his name, his arrival time. When he gets back in town, boom, he's done.
Did you save the thing for that portal? I want to do that.
Sean's got it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we got all the information.
Is it like secret or can the public use it?
It's for the public, but it's kind of secret.
Right.
Nobody knew about it.
Wow. And
yeah.
You can just reserve.
And it's not even, it's like flydenver.com or something.
Exactly.
And then there's portals in there that you have to look for. And once you find it, you can literally reserve a parking space next to the front door at DIA.
So you got that together and did it for our boss, John?
It's covered parking.
Whoa.
You know that area, and you've been in there before, but this guarantees you front row.
Dude.
Front row.
You are guaranteed a job for life.
And we did that yesterday
That's
for
so
our
good.
Big boss, John.
That's so good.
And he was so great. He almost broke down in tears.
He really cried.
He
was so thankful.
So grateful
to
us.
Yeah. Wow. Where'd you tell him I was?
We told him that you had decided to take the day off, that you really don't need this gig, that you're set for life. And he said, really? Like that. But we don't need to go into that part of the story.
Really?
No, we don't have to go into that.
Yeah, that was...
No. He said, you flying solo today. He goes, Ben, he goes, you do that often? I said, well, John. Here's what I said. I said, John, Jamie was going to shortcut it today. And so I just felt like that the public wants to hear something live, a couple of days before Thanksgiving.
I can actually see you saying that. I can actually see you saying that.
I did say that.
I know.
I said, I felt like that it was, live is better than recorded. You can't run the sound effects of Thanksgiving. You can't. you talk about the traffic, if you're going to be pre-recorded. So, yeah, I crawled out of bed this morning and brought it in. Yep.
I thought you said yesterday's show sucked.
It was great. It was unbelievable.
Nailed it.
I thought you said some parts really sucked.
I said Sean had some weak moments.
Yeah. But hey, what he did.
Well, here's where you blew it, Sean.
Oh no.
The day before when Jamie was here and she told you to get all those turkey jokes together.
I said, yeah.
You fell for it.
Oh.
She didn't mean it.
Oh.
Because they suck.
Really?
They're awful. Guess what? He put together a list. I swear this is true, okay?
Yeah.
You're going to laugh. Okay. He put together a list of turkey jokes, Jamie, that he did five in a row. All five had the same punchline.
No, Sean.
The word foul.
No, Sean.
Yes.
No.
If a turkey played baseball, what would be the problem? Foul ball.
Hey, how
about
this one?
Every one of them had the same punchline. I'm like, Sean, you got to mix it up, dude. You can't use the same.
It's foul. Sean.
It works for so many things.
Yeah.
Like, what do you call it? What do you call it when it rains turkeys?
I don't know.
Foul weather!
Come on!
Oh, my God.
That part of the show.
I got two pages.
That part of the show sucked. It really did.
Yeah. He might not have a job for life. You, however, you do.
Yes.
Wow.
Thank you.
BJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.